Tim Bohr, Leslie Hoos and Beth Lewis are discussing note-taking and planning.
Beth, tell us something about the background work you do before you begin to write your essay.
I reread all the course notes. As I've read it the first time, I've tended to underline and put stars by and double stars by things that I feel are important. And I input quotes from the course material and notes that I've marked out. And I normally find loads of others that I've missed the first time I was looking through. And I've kind of fit these somewhat into the plan of the list of words that I've initially got from the essay question. Although this sometimes means that I put things in more than once because I'm not absolutely certain which bit of evidence or information is right for which particular part of the essay. I nearly always look on the net, and it just helps to, even if the information that you find there normally is already in your studies, it helps to pull out the important bits from the studies that you maybe haven't picked up on or just reassures you that you have done. And I sort of try and, at this stage, quite often pull pieces that seem to be relevant to an introduction or a conclusion, but I don't write them very clearly at this stage.
And all this is in note form on your computer or on a piece of paper?
Normally directly into the computer, yes. Yeah.
So how much would you estimate you might end up with in terms of notes if you were addressing our supposed essay title, you know, Our Blood Sports Crawl?
Thousands of words. 4,000, maybe more, sometimes. Mm. Yes, I wouldn't recommend it for everybody.
Why do you say that?
Because of the amount of time that it takes.
Do you write an essay plan?
Yes, I do. Very much trying to base it directly on the words of the essay question. But quite often it emerges sort of in greater detail as I go along.
So you adjust it as you research?
Yes.
What would a plan of yours look like if we could see your desk?
Every essay has to have this introduction and this conclusion. So, I mean, they go on initially. The rest of the content tends to very much depend on what's being discussed and how the question is phrased.
You've got the basic structure there. What do you, do you write in sort of bullet points, or do you have a spider diagram, or do you just scribble things on the page? That's what I tend to do, actually. Just
from this initial list, from the words and from the information that's asked for from the question, I'll take all the quotes and everything that I've input and fix them under these different headings that have come directly from the question, and then try and squash it all and, you know.
Right.
From the Open University. For more information, go to www.open.ac.uk/use.